You told me this is a team event, but I know you wanted to win for Andy Reid. Walk us through the emotions. 26-16 win.
I mean, it was big, but I think at the same time, Coach Reid did a good job of keeping everybody level-headed. You know, we didn't want to overhype the game too much. You know, I understand it was a good story for the media and everything. I know there's a lot of good articles out there, but at the same time, this is all about the Kansas City Chiefs going 3-0 week three. And I think that's something we kept going all week and during our preparation, and as you see, we came out on top.
The Eagles scored 63 points in their first two games. You guys held them to 16. What was working for you guys defensively?
Hey, we just went out there and played our game. I mean, it's no secret. We're going to go out there, and it's, you know, one-on-one. You know, we're going to put pressure up front with our beasts, with Tom Bud Ali and Poe, you know what I'm saying? Houston on the edge. I mean, those guys get so much pressure, and they do an amazing job of stopping run. And on the perimeter, you know, it's one-on-ones out there. You know, we have all the confidence in the world in our guys that they can go out there and lock up. So that's what happened, and as you see, we came out on top.
3-0, heading home against the New York Giants a week from Sunday. What can Chiefs fans expect then?
Well, you know what? I don't even know what to expect, to be honest with you. Like I said, this is my first year on the team, and, you know, I mean, from what I'm hearing right now, that place is going to be amazing. It's going to be electrifying, and we can't wait to go out there and see the whole sea of red and in the stands. And, you know, I understand that this team went 2-14 last year, so I have no idea what's going on in the fans' heads right now. But I know we're excited right now. We're 3-0, but we still have a lot of work to do.